Hello, this is Filippo, and I'm flying kind of solo today, actually. Our co-host that's normally here, Mark LeJour, is not, but Dorothy Donahue will be joining us as our producer in the producer's wrap towards the end of the show. But not solo at all in the studio besides Dorothy and, of course, the engineer and all our beautiful friends here that are helping us put this show out to you. We've got our guest, Lael Belov. And she is the U.S. co-director of Whole Self Discovery and Development International and the founder of YES, Y-E-S, Life Coaching. Now, Lael has been appointed the U.S. co-director of the International Whole Self Discovery Organization in recognition of her outstanding work as a whole self pre-birth educator. As a matter of fact, this show could be called or subtitled for today, pre-life changes. Anyway, she holds a BA in English literature from Northwestern University, completed her training as a co-active coach and leader for the world-renowned Coach Training Institute and International Leadership Program. She is one of four people worldwide who have been certified as a Master of Energetic Alchemy. She has also extensive senior-level expertise in business, corporate sales, and marketing. And her passion is creating the deepest transformation in the quickest amount of time with the least amount of effort. I like that. She calls that leverage transformation. I think that's borrowed from leverage marketing or transformed into leverage transformation. So with that, we're going to be transformed with our guest, Lael Belov, when we come back here on Life Changes with Filippo, live from the jointstudios.com. And I should mention, if you're normally used to listening to us at lifechangeswithfilippo.com or lifechangesnetwork.com through the BBS Radio Network, you could be watching us right now live streamed through the jointstudios.com. Live from Burbank, we'll be right back.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb and rob minerals from the body. Ionways ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to six times better. Water from an Ionways ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. An ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. Ionways Water Systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about Ionways Water Systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
And this is Filippo. Okay, so, you know, no coincidence, of course, life has been so busy for both Lael and I. We're friends and we never get to see each other. And so it's wonderful to see her in the studio today. But so she says, Filippo, we need to spend time. And I said, I don't have time. And knowing she was going to be on the show, she offered last Thursday to take me to the airport. Wasn't that the sweetest thing? She took me to the airport, Los Angeles airport, so that I could fly. I was flying out to go to this beautiful Sergio Franchi Music Foundation event this weekend. And I think it's interesting because, well, on the way to the airport, we got to have a great quick catch up because we hadn't seen each other in a while. And then she got to tell me a little bit more about the work that I'd heard so often before, but never in the context of this is what we're going to talk about on radio. So that was great. But so I just flew back a few hours ago and here we are again.
Yeah.
So, but I think it's interesting that during that time, I was in Connecticut with people. Well, let me start by saying this. You know how people sometimes make a judgment about who we are and what we do or what we wouldn't do? And I hate that about people, that they do that. And evidently, I do that too. And this is how I found out. So here I am in Connecticut, and this is the Sergio Franchi Music Foundation, where I'm singing Italian music or period songs from the 40s and 50s, or in this case, actually some of the 20s as well. So those people, lovely people, beautiful people and all that, but I never expected. I know they're fans. I know they follow me as far as, because I see them at different festivals and events and concerts. But let me tell you, the shock of this weekend was to have so many people, older people even, shake my hand and say, well, did I just say that? Older people even? No, because I don't expect, you know, everybody to be on Facebook or to be following my blogs or my posts, whatever. So anyway, I said, so the thing that was the shock was to have people shake my hand and say, your posts are so inspiring. I've learned so much about what you write, or better yet, I love your show. Like really, these people are listening to my show. Like I didn't expect that the audience that was listening to me sing and buying my CDs and loving the Italian music and my funny stories there would follow me here into this place that I didn't expect. And so I, first of all, I apologize for underestimating my audience, and it's not necessarily or people in general. And I'm not apologizing for the sake of like I've done something bad. What I'm doing it because I'm putting a stake in the ground to say that I'm allowing for the consciousness that more people are wanting to hear this conversation that's being had. And so I am happy to be having it and happy to know that people from all walks of life are listening to it. And I will never second guess that ever, ever again. So with that, our guest today, who I'm happy to have on the show is a friend and, Lael Belove. And again, she's the co-director of the Whole Self Discovery and Development International and the founder of Yes, YES Life Coaching. So we're going to talk about that and hopefully a whole lot more. But Lael, first of all, welcome to the show.
Hi. Hi there. Whoop, a little closer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So hi there. Okay.
Hi, Filippo.
Let's start with the question that I know you get asked all the time, and that is, Belove. Is that your real name?
Yes, it was my married name, and I kept it.
Yes.
It went really well with Lael, and I had three kids with the same name.
You know, so many people are changing their names to Angel, and not that Angel hasn't been used as a name, but if they don't have it already, Angel and High Feather or you know, whatever it is. And so, you know, Belove, it's so perfect for this day and age and this consciousness and the work that you're doing, and there it is.
It's true. And my first name means to or from God, so I feel very blessed by my name.
Nice. Well, can we say something about your middle name, too? No? Okay, we won't have
Well, you could say something. It's just we had a little chat earlier. My middle name is Gloria.
Gloria, which is there like, you know, glory to God and all that as well. So, yeah. I mean, you got – it's in the name. If you didn't know you were going to be doing this kind of work, it's in the name.
It's there you go.
So this kind of work, you know, actually, it's interesting that we're really only going to be talking about one kind in particular, because that already is so deep. But you do so much on so many different levels. So I just want to put that out there to people who, as they're listening to the conversation, Lael works on many different levels and different kinds of workshops. But I really want to talk about what we talked about on the way to the airport, because that part I had not really delved in with you as much before. So, and that is the pre-birth work.
Yeah. You said something about not prejudging people who'd be interested in this work. When I was getting trained,
okay,
the first two people I worked with were people who were former gang members.
Really?
Yeah. And I was shocked, because I was at an event where I met a former Crip and a former Blood.
Wow.
And they asked me what I was doing, and I said, well, I'm getting trained to do this work. And I didn't want to talk about it too much. I thought, they're not going to be interested, and it's kind of like, I'm not here for that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started talking about pre-birth. What do you mean by that? And, well, I was talking about the impact of what goes on with mother and father when you're in the womb, and conception, and being born with these emotional imprints, the impact of that. And then this guy says to me, he's like 6'3". I want to do that.
Wait, he's like 6'3". That's like me saying even old people are following me.
Yes.
What do you mean? Just because he's 6'3" doesn't mean...
No, I was just happened to be visualizing in my head,
okay,
remembering the moment.
Oh, okay.
That he was 6'3". He was really tall. And coming from this background that I would have never guessed.
Right, as a gang member, right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
or
absolutely.
Former gang member.
Right.
But he was still not that far away. And we talked about healing the patterns of violence.
Mm.
And then at the next break, he brought over a friend who was, one of them was a former Crip, one was a former Blood, and said, I want to do that too.
Wow.
So the first two people I worked with in
my
training.
Wow. Oh, what a great story.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And I think the truth is, Filippo, when people experience the truth of their being, they have transformation, just that in itself.
Mm.
And we all were there at our conception. Mm. It was a co-created event. Most people think they're that the effect of their lives, and that the impact of the influences of their lives start when they're born. And there are thousands and thousands of studies now that finally have proven that we are the composite, the synthesis of the emotional experiences of mother and father. Mother and father were pregnant with us.
Mm.
It wasn't just mom.
Yes. Yeah.
And all of that impacted us. Every emotion that we have, every emotion that mother had, released lots and lots of different hormones, chemicals. And those flow into baby, and baby is born
with
often
all of that.
With all of that, and often addicted to adrenaline, because trauma causes a rush of adrenaline. And
that's deep.
Yeah,
that's deep. I'm going to want to explore that.
Sure.
What you said before that, and what you said before that.
And, yeah, stop me.
No, because like every sentence, you're saying something like, we need to explore this. And when we come back, actually, where I'd like to start is something that we haven't talked about yet. And that is because some people are familiar with the rebirthing process.
Yes.
And so this is completely different.
Yes.
And so when we come back, let's find out what's different from the pre-birth work and the rebirthing process, which probably more people know about. And then we can start getting specific with some of the things that you just touched on. We're talking to Lael Belove. And if you want to know more about Lael, of course, you could always find her information at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also go to Lael Belove, LaelBelove.com, just as it sounds, and contact her there. She's on Facebook, and she's very accessible, and later on we'll give maybe an email address.
And a telephone.
Okay, perfect. All right, so we'll do that a little later on. Stay tuned here on Life Changes with Filippo, live from the Burbank studios of The Joint Studios. We'll be right back.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
We're talking to Lael Bilav, who has been appointed the U.S. co-director of the International Whole Self Discovery Organization in recognition of her outstanding work as a whole self pre-birth educator. But if you call now, you can get the wholesale price. just kidding. Okay, so you have done great work with pre-birth. Now, what is the difference between pre-birth and rebirthing?
That is a really good question. And I like that you asked it because so many people, that's one of the first things that they say, oh, rebirthing. And rebirthing is not the whole self process at all. That is based on holotropic breathing. It is, they say that what you experience when you do rebirthing is to experience the trauma of birth.
So the trauma of like actually coming through the birth canal kind of thing, right? The physical trauma. Is that
what
we're talking about?
That's what they say.
Okay.
What we have found in thousands of case studies is that the birth process is not traumatic.
To the baby?
No. In fact, it's been said that there's a release of I don't know if it's hormones, but of endorphins. Yes, endorphins,
right.
That are actually quite euphoric.
Really?
And that what we've learned through this work is that the trauma, it really isn't the trauma of the baby. It's a memory of mother's trauma of the birth. And there's a release of adrenaline often. So people can get addicted to the process, which is one of the reasons that people often will be rebirthed over and over and over again so many times. The pre-birth work is not based on any kind of breathing. You're not put in an altered state. It's a non-hypnotic set of 22 questions, a matrix of 22 questions called the pre-birth analysis matrix.
Okay.
And we do a light visualization, so people are a relaxation exercise. Mm-hmm. So people are in a relaxed, open state, bringing in the light and just feeling completely accessible and accessing their whole self. And then I ask the questions.
The whole self being like connected to one's higher selves or memories?
All self.
Okay.
The physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. It's the whole self. It's the whole of you that knows everything you have ever experienced and are experiencing.
Okay.
So it's soul knowledge, it's mental knowledge, it's emotional knowledge because you were there.
Right, interesting.
And all of life is about remembering who we are. And when we connect to that part of ourselves that is eternal, that knows everything, we're free.
Hmm.
And we're free to rewrite those pre-birth contracts also. So the answers to these questions reveal the patterns of how we do just about everything in our life. How we do it, why we do it, what the non-conscious beliefs about them are. And if I told you the questions, you would not be able to figure out what the answers to those questions revealed.
Really?
Yeah.
Like they're non sequitur, or
no? It's not that they're non sequitur. It's just that they're about key moments from conception through gestation and after birth, and they reveal patterns. I'll give you an example of the kind of things they reveal. Our attitudes about men, our attitudes about women, our patterns of commitment, our feelings about our own personal power, all of these kinds of things.
Now, of course, you know exactly how to get me curious. So you, if I told you the question, now you have to tell me a question. There are 22 of them. Just give me one. No.
22 sets of questions. Here's the
22
thing.
Sets.
There's 22 sets of questions. So. Here's the thing. When people take the work, the only one promise is, aside from confidentiality, if it's a group, is that you don't reveal the questions.
Oh.
Because then you would have your mind getting involved in what the answers were.
Oh.
And it's not about going home and asking mom, did this happen? Did that happen?
Hmm.
We've had people who received answers to these questions who then went back and asked mom, did dad have an affair? Or was it possible that, I mean, did you try and abort me?
Wow.
And finding out, like, how did you know that? Or was there a twin?
Ooh.
And finding out that there was a twin. And there would be no way of really having known that on the outer. But they get in touch, but we get in touch with things that are very deep.
And this is because of connecting with our whole self and then being brought through by a practitioner as yourself, a series of questions.
It's very simple.
Wow.
And then the second part of the work is to show people what the connections are, what they mean, what the answers to those questions actually mean. And often they figure it out on their own, but we give them guidance.
Wow. So if you answer a certain way about something, like, for example, dad had an affair kind of thing, so that is deep stuff somewhere in that child, and we don't know it's there for whoever that is, right?
Or we don't know what the impact might be.
It
might be that there's lack of trust. It might be feelings of betrayal that are inexplicable. John Richard Turner lives in the Netherlands. He created this work in 1970. He was working as a Beverly Hills psychologist and was asked to present a workshop for educational purposes. And he came up with these questions and then were later refined them and found out that people were having huge breakthroughs that were getting to answers and getting to transformation that wasn't available through traditional psychological therapies. People had been in therapy for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, and they were just getting locked in stories, but they weren't getting at root causes or transforming the emotional patterns.
Mm.
And this work just unlocked things. So we've been told, and I won't make claims, but I can tell you that people have told us that in taking one weekend, this is a weekend, they've had the kind of transformational experiences. And when I say transformational experiences, I mean a shift in how they feel about themselves, in their emotional reality.
Mm.
And a freedom. Often creativity is unleashed. It just depends. My husband took the work, and very shortly after, he started a play, and he has just completed this incredible play.
I just saw what he wrote on Facebook earlier, actually. He said, this work is a, quote, God shot, unquote, to my creativity.
Oh, well, he really had a profound experience.
Yeah.
It just released certain patterns of stopping blocks, whatever.
Wow. And you yourself did the work before becoming a practitioner?
Oh, of course.
Okay, and may I ask, what was your experience?
Sure.
Okay, I'm asking. What was your experience?
Go ahead, ask.
Lael, what was your experience?
Well, first of all, I met John Richard at an event, mm-hmm. and something inside of me, when I heard about this work pre-birth, and the impact of those of that time on someone, something inside of me just knew that this was something I had to do. So I asked when the next workshop was going to be, and it was the following weekend.
Okay.
I just knew. It was something inside of me that just went, yes, I have to do this.
Okay.
And are you asking? Okay, so the experience was very profound and very deep, and at the minute when I finished it.
Yeah, we don't have to get personal.
Yeah, I really knew that I wanted to do this work. I was looking for a change. I was looking for a change where I could do something that connected with my gifts as a healer and a transformational agent. And
you found it.
I found it, and I think I told you about a story in the car about my little miracle. I don't know if you want to hear it now.
Which one was that?
About the broken bowl.
Oh, yes. Actually, no. Ooh,
not now.
That's a great story. No, we don't have time for that.
Oh.
We were in traffic for that whole story. No, but absolutely, you were. Was it that you were able to recognize that the miracle in your life, or that it happened to you?
I'll share something that's very concrete.
Okay.
One example. This is a personal example, and I don't mind sharing it at all. I got in touch with something that I had never considered. And I don't know if I ever would have. I mean, it's possible. But I had a self-talk inside of me for many, many, many years that was in reaction to overreacting to things on the outside emotionally. And I would say to myself, it's not life and death, Leo. And that was my self-talk. Mm. You're overreacting. It's not life and death. And what I got in touch with during that workshop was that my father was drafted while my mother was pregnant with me. That was the trauma.
Wow.
And everything was life and death.
Mm.
It was wartime. Mm. I'm sure there's a lot of people with my age who've had that same pattern.
Mm.
And I came in with this fear of life and death. I had a very strong spiritual connection, fortunately.
Mm.
But emotionally, that was never really resolved or healed. And I got in touch with that, and there was a really big liberation.
You know, that's interesting you share that story. And all of a sudden I'm thinking of, I tell, it's not really a joke, but a story on stage, especially when I'm in front of Italian audiences, that around my family, around the dinner table, it was, I felt like I was in the middle of the Second World War, because it was always, you have to eat that because we didn't have that during the war, you know, or, oh, if we only had had during the war, and look at how you're treating it, you know. And I wonder if that had an impact. Of course,
that's post.
That's
but
post.
What the question would be, what was going on with mother and father while you were in utero?
Yeah.
What were the feelings? What were the beliefs that were encoded in your emotional DNA?
You know, Lael, there I'm sure are some people, and there was a time where what this conversation we're having, it's like, yeah, whatever. Go back to work and go make money, or go build something. You know, why are we having this conversation? So what? But this day and age, it's been proven scientifically, right? That this work predicates our life and experiences and how we see it, right?
A lot of times people have abundance issues. They have issues with money. They have issues with all kinds of issues. And when they get unstuck and they get in touch with what that non-conscious belief is, they are then free to create a different kind of life faster. I'm not saying other things don't work, because there's plenty of wonderful processes out there. This is just, we talked about leverage transformation.
Right.
In two
good word,
days.
By the way.
I wrote it down because you liked it.
I told you I liked it, yeah.
I said, I like doing things, especially in this time of the world, that have the biggest impact in the shortest amount of time.
Yeah.
And this work in 2 days gives a lot.
Well, we'll talk a little bit about more of
me.
That. And let's talk about what some of the scientists are saying, and you know, academians. And then if we can, I'd like to touch upon Yes, and some of the other work you do, just a little bit. I also know you're doing a workshop that, unfortunately, I can't attend, but I think I'd like to attend one sometime. I don't think I know, actually. So if you're interested in Lael's work, you can go to laelbelove.com, laelbelove.com to learn more about her. You could also email Lael for more information at
L-E-A-L-A.
Oh, sorry, right. Laelbelove@gmail.com. 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 And lastly, she is gracious enough to give her phone number. Her phone number is 818-351-9713. 818-351-9713 for Lael Belove. And we'll be back with a few more questions and lots of great learning from Lael when we come back here live from the Joint Studios on Life Changes with Filippo.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of 4 and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I've seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens. There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
We're back, and our guest today has been and continues to be, and thankfully so, Lael Belove, who is the U.S. Co-Director of Whole Self Discovery and Development International. And so we've been talking about this work that is called pre-birth work that started in did you say the 1970s?
1970 by John Richard Turner and his wife in the Netherlands received a very similar set of questions. And by the way, another impact of that work was that she healed herself from her anorexia through getting in touch with her pre-birth patterns.
Wow.
So that's pretty powerful, too.
Yeah. Okay. So So before we went on a break, that we talked about how scientists and academians are getting behind this work. So I'm sure probably not in the 1970s unless they were wearing beads and smoking things. And maybe that's where it was born from, and you know, more power to us. Whatever, it's here. But now it's like, this is science.
John Richard was a psychologist, and it was a gift. I mean, he really intuited, it was an inspired revelation, as far as I'm concerned, of how this came about. There wasn't an association of pre and perinatal psychology and health. There wasn't an ISPPM, which is the International Society for Pre and Perinatal Psychology and Medicine. None of that existed. But now, 35 years later, there's an association of healthcare practitioners, psychologists, psychiatrists, like the preeminent Thomas Verney, who started APA. And we have a lot of science behind it now. But when it started, it was kind of woo-woo sounding, you know. But there's a lot of work. And I just read recently, to give you an example, that the impact of stress on a newborn in utero has profound effects in that there's a release of cortisol, which is a stress hormone. And when the baby's born, there are indications that this may be one of the causes for things like bipolar disorder and some other mental issues. So the impact of this time is much more huge than we can possibly imagine. And on the other hand, babies hear everything, they feel everything. So if we can sing and be happy and make sure that our mothers and fathers are in as happy and relaxed a state as possible, we know that we're going to bring in happier, more peaceful children into the world.
Lael, I am so glad you said that. Let's drive that point home. And, you know, actually, I was going to write on Facebook, but I didn't know how to do it because I don't know that I always know how to say the right way to say certain things. But you helped me with this, actually. I was in a training session. I was being trained by my trainer during a private session at the gym. And it's a private gym, so there are a couple other private trainers that use it, and one of them is a woman who's pregnant. And she was complaining about how the weights were in set up, and she said, oh my God, that it kills me.
Ooh.
It just kills me that they do that. And I kept my mouth shut at first, but later on she said, you know, it's killing me that they keep doing this. And I said to her, you know, maybe you want to say it annoys you, maybe, because killing is a strong word. And she said, well, why? It kills me. I said, well, because your baby's hearing every word and you don't want to have your baby hear that. And she says, oh, right. Well, that's how much it disturbs me that I almost had a miscarriage. Ha 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 ha.
Wow. Well, you're already sensitized to the importance of all of that.
Well,
really, Bo.
But I felt like I just made it worse.
You didn't make it worse. You were trying to be positive. And maybe when she leaves, she will have heard something. Maybe not. But this is how people are unconscious of the impact of their, not just their words, but their thinking.
Their thinking.
And their feelings. Regardless of whether she says a word or not.
Mm.
Everything we feel and everything we think, our emotional reactions are impacting that unborn child. And so are the feelings and impact of father. Whether we tend to think it's mother's pregnancy, but there's two people who are pregnant, and father impacts mother, and mother responds. And even if father's not in the picture, there's still an impact. There's an energetic connection.
Lael, you're a mother, and I would submit that you probably didn't know this growing up, but you know the importance of this now. And I would love for you to say that again in a different way, so maybe who didn't hear it before will hear it again. And because it's not just for – it's important in pregnancy, but it's important throughout
– throughout life.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I just did a workshop with Dorothy Lee Donahue, and I teach spoon bending, which is about energetic alchemy, and it's about the reality of exactly what you're saying, that every single thing that we think has a vibration and an impact on our physical reality and our emotional reality. And it doesn't matter whether we're conscious of it or not conscious of it. It has an impact, so we might as well get conscious and make it a lot easier. It's absolutely true.
Yeah. So through this work, you're more conscious and you're helping people become more conscious of what they say, what they think, how they feel.
And to change those beliefs that aren't serving them, that are not supporting their maximum growth and evolution and well-being. And there's a 21-day process that is a follow-up to this workshop that people do on their own, because it's been proven, behavioral medicine has proven, it takes 21 consecutive days to change a thought, to create a new pattern.
Hmm.
So that's built into this process as well, and I support people through that.
Well, before we move on, you're doing a workshop this September 21st and 22nd here in Los Angeles.
In the Los Angeles area, and for details, people can email me. It's
lalebelove@gmail.com.
Yes, and there will be others that will be scheduled, and they will be put up on the website on a regular basis. I'm in the process of website rehab at the moment, but they can always call me on that number. That number is dedicated for whole self work.
That's the 818-351-9713.
Yeah.
Anything else we want to touch on that? Because I have a feeling if I ask any questions, we'll just go deeper in and it'll be another hour. We could talk for a very long time.
I think it's very important work, and there's one quote that I came across today, actually, that I'd love to leave you with.
Don't leave.
Oh, I'm not leaving. Not leaving. Okay.
Not yet. Well, actually, if you wanted to end with that quote, what I was saying is about pre-birth.
Oh.
Is there anything else about pre-birth that we need to touch on?
What would it be that I'd like people to know? When you are in touch with the fact that you were there, that this is a co-created relationship between mother and father and you, it's almost impossible, it's certainly impossible during the workshop, to hold any shred of victim mentality.
Oh, I was just going to say, this is not about blame for parents, right?
No, because you get to see how it served perfectly for your emotional and spiritual development to have the environment that you were born into. Because if you weren't up for it, you wouldn't have been there. And it's a hard concept sometimes for people who were born into very, very, very challenging situations. But there have been people like the two I mentioned at the very beginning who had extremely difficult, impoverished, and maybe even brutal upbringings.
Mm.
And they became leaders. They became leaders because they became in touch with the magnificence of their own being, and that they were able to transcend that kind of environment and that kind of upbringing was very empowering. So people have faced some very difficult things in the most gentle way. This is not having to relive trauma.
So you don't cry and gnash your teeth and bang things, and
we don't bang things, and I don't believe, and nor does the people, nor does John Richard or anyone who's done this process believe in acting out or having to bang pillows and get things out, because in fact, what happens often when we enact anger or redo these past traumas, we drive it farther into our being.
Oh, interesting. I have to say,
you bung your pillows?
Is that the word? I banged a few pillows over a few workshops that I've done in the past. And
what happened is you got a lot of adrenaline going.
Mm. I actually left sick, physically, not physically like ill, my chest, my abdomen. I hurt for days afterwards. And I learned that was later on the energy that I was holding from all the anger that people were putting out. I was taking it in or something.
And also, when you're banging on pillows, you're activating your own adrenaline, and you're just getting yourself more addicted to the trauma and the drama.
Right, because that reminds me, there were people in there that were really good at this.
Yeah.
No, seriously. And they had done this. Like, this is their 12th one, and look how
they
good
love
they
it
are
because
at this,
they're addicted to the adrenaline.
Wow, that's interesting.
It's a high.
Never thought of it that way.
It's a high.
Wow. Okay.
But not the kind we want. You know, life can be very sweet and very joyous and very free.
You're very sweet, very joyous, and very free, Lael. And if it's a tribute to partially this work, then more to it. Well, you know what? We've run out of time for yes, but I have to say, I just want to mention that you use this or came up with this acronym and founded Yes Life Coaching, YES. Tell us what YES stands for.
It stands for your essential self.
I love that.
So when you're in connection with your essential self, you can bend spoons, you can change your life, you can create new birth contracts, and you can do much more than you've ever possibly dreamed. The power of yes, saying yes to things in life. We learn no as a little kid, and many of us don't outgrow it.
Mm.
So when you start saying yes, your world changes.
Wow. So we needed to come up with an acronym for no, like not open. Or
not okay.
Not okay. and we might need to talk about doing a workshop together because I have something that aligns really well with yes.
I love it.
Well, I love you.
I love
and
you.
This
El
has
Filippo.
Been really, really wonderful. So
I
now,
can't wait to have you in my workshop.
I know. I can't
I'm
wait
so
either.
I'm looking forward to it.
I hope I'm not a bore. Like, I'm really clean already and everything. I'm just...
Oh, yeah. Oh. You
okay.
are a hoot.
But you had a quote you wanted to leave us with.
Well, yeah, I did. Ludwig Janus, who was the former president of the ISPPN, the International Society for Preimperinatal Medicine. And what he said was that the whole self model has the potential for changing the entire evolution of human evolution. And I just love it. And if I had my glasses on, I could have read this and said it more clearly. So I'm going to say it again. The whole self model has the potential to change the course of human evolution.
Hmm. Hmm. Well, then let it be so.
And so it is.
And so it is. And with that, thank you, Lael. I remind everybody to go to laelbelove.com. And, of course, if you want to hear this again or watch it again, actually, it'll be on YouTube soon and hopefully soon on our website as well as lifechangesnetwork.com.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's LOUISEASHBY.org or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org or telephone 323-592-3181. Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
And we're back. This is Filippo and Life Changes with Filippo. But this is now our producer's wrap with our producer, Dorothy Donahue. Welcome, Dorothy. Hi. It's been a long time since we've done this together.
It's been too long.
Okay.
But this is a great night to do it.
Yeah.
Leo's work was amazing confirmation for me, Filippo. 30 years ago, I had a spontaneous regression where I remembered my mother trying to abort me. And wow. I saw the whole thing, and I said, oh, my God, Mom, you tried to abort me. That's why I've hated you all these years. And she said, I never tried, and I never told anybody I did. How could you know that?
I never tried, and I never told anybody I did.
And I felt such wow. overwhelming love and compassion for her, because in the remembering, I remembered everything that was around it.
Mm.
Wartime, she didn't think my dad was going to come back from the war, and she didn't think that a man would marry her with one child, much less two. And I just gave up all of that stuff that I had carried for 39 years.
Wow.
And so I can't say enough about this workshop. Please, please show up on the 21st and 22nd and tell all of your family and friends about it.
Well, not all of them, because evidently this one's is going to be limited space. So,
well, then we'll just have to do some more. We'll have to do some more. And if you can't make that one, you can come and enjoy Lael in my energetic alchemy workshops. Lael is one of four energetic alchemy masters. Three of them are in this room.
Oh, there
yes.
we are. Now the secret's out.
Now the secret's out. And the other one is in Cologne, Germany. Hi, Monica. One of the first things that pops up, if you Google Lael Belove, is a wonderful interview she did with me about a year ago. It's almost a little over a year ago now.
Yeah, and the reason it's one of the first things that comes up is because it got so many hits on it.
It does have so many hits on it, and it's
but
all
we're gonna
about
beat
her
that.
Spoon bending.
This show's going to beat that, right?
Okay. It's a really great show, and she teaches how to spoon bend, and it says Lael Belove teaches spoon bending. I have a spoon tree at home. It has all of my bent spoons on it.
That you bent.
That I've bent because I've done this with Lael many times. And it's a wonderfully empowering thing to do. Well, so
I remember
her spoon bending course. You remember her?
Yeah, I mean, of course I remember. I remember her trying to get me to bend a spoon. And I thought, I had done it years before. And I thought once was enough. I didn't have to reprove myself. And she's like, bend it. No, I can do it. I don't need to do it. She's like, okay, we're all going to do it. So you do it. Like, bend it. And I'm like, it's okay. It's okay. You guys do it. And then I finally did it.
And it,
I have to say, it was a little euphoric feeling, like, wow, that's pretty cool. Because in that moment, people have to know if you're, it's not by force that you do it.
No,
are you
it's
watching
not.
Me do this song? It's not by force. Of course, you can bend a spoon by force, but it's like it melts.
It does. And this past weekend, I taught my energetic alchemy course, and it was awesome. We had 11 people, and 10 of them bent their spoons. But the amazing thing was most of them tied them in knots.
Yeah.
Now, I can bend it, but tying it in knots is something I haven't gotten to do yet. So Lael is absolutely amazing, and we're very, very lucky to have her. And her last name, Belove, if anyone knows how to be love, it is Lael.
Aww.
So it's absolutely
Aww.
Perfect for her.
Wow. Well, that's all one needs to say then. Anyway, well, you reminded me that I do want to do the spoon bending thing again. So, and this time I'm going to do it willfully. I don't know what gets into me every once in a while. Like, no, I hate having to keep proving myself over and over again. But there is a
just
reason.
Say yes.
Just say yes.
Yes.
Just say yes. And in so doing, achieve my essential self, your essential self. So with that, a big thank you is owed to Lael. And Dorothy, unless you have any final words.
No, just thank you, Lael, for all that you are and all that you do and for being such confirmation that this does happen, that we are aware of everything that goes on when we're in the womb.
Yeah. Well, and so with that, I thank you both, and I thank, everybody. Everybody who, yeah. So I'm tongue-tied. I just bent my tongue.
Now bend reality.
Exactly. And with that, I want to remind everybody that as I am Filippo Voltaggio, and as life changes, and as your spoons bend, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.